Coach Cutcliffe told me a couple weeks ago that when you've won a bunch of games in a row against the same team as a coach, you still never feel like you're in control. But when you've got players who have never lost to a program, do you have to worry about overconfidence in a week like this?
Oh, I don't think our guys can. I mean, you know, a week and a half ago we lost a game. They all thought they were going to win, and they didn't play well. And so I don't think you would find that in our locker room at all. And we know what type of game this is, that both teams are going to play as hard as they can, and you throw records and stats out the books when you play in a rivalry game.
As far as records and stats go, Carolina's only got 2 wins on the season, but you said at your press conference earlier this week there's a lot of things that jump out to you when you see them on film. How do you reconcile the record versus what your eyes tell you?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing you see is their turnover margin, you know, because they're 450 yards on offense and rushing for over 200 yards a game, and their receivers are electric guys. Their tailbacks are really, really good players, you know. Defensively, they don't give up a lot of explosive plays, but they've turned the ball over a lot, you know, and when you do that, it's hard to win games the way that it makes it hard. I mean, so you're in one possession games a lot more, and they just haven't won those games. So they're not a team where you say, God, these guys are 2-8. I mean, you turn the film on, you're like, wow. I mean, they're a really, really good football team. They just haven't had the results they want.
History certainly isn't going to play a role in Saturday's game, but when you take a look at the things that have won games in this rivalry since your tenure began in Raleigh, what jumps out to you?
I think the team that wins the line of scrimmage, you know, when we didn't play well against them, they ran the ball on us in our stadium 1 year really well. We've been able to run the football on them and be a balanced offense, or if they've been able to run the football on us and be balanced, those teams have usually scored more points than the other teams. And both of us have good receivers, so, you know, the DBs on both sides of the field are going to have to do a good job limiting explosive plays.
Coach, last thing, fans certainly get bragging rights for a full year when their team wins this game, but as the coach of one of these two programs, what else comes with a victory instead of just the win?
You know, I mean, I think it's just such an important game to the two fan bases and you know, their ability to have their attaboy attitude, I guess, for the year, you know, and it does help you some in recruiting. I don't know if it's a game changer all the time, but it probably depends on how the game's played. But, you know, for us, it's we take pride in being the best school we can be, and we want to be an elite school in the state. And when you say that you've beaten the other school, you have that to talk about. And if you don't, you don't, you know. And it's pretty real. I mean, you just got to be honest about where you're at programmatically. And it's a game for the last 2 years we found a way to win, and so we're going to try to do again if we can.